Here's the dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did? Oh, no. You big dummy. You dummy.
Yeah. That's right. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. And it's time for You Big Dummy. This is when we read real news stories of real dumb people doing dumb stuff, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. Dummy number one, dummy number one, dummy number one. Police in New Hampshire stopped a driver accused of using a cheese wrapper in place of her registration stickers. Alexandria police shared photos of the fake registration stickers made from advertising flyers and a wrapper for cracked pepper sharp cheese. We can't even file this under A for effort in a category, the police department said. Her car has been towed and impounded until she is able to acquire proper registration. She is also charged with driving without proof of insurance. By the way, if you want to see the picture of this, it's pretty funny. It's on our Facebook page. If you would like to see the picture of this, it's on our Facebook page at facebook.com/NickDShow.
Well, if you and Rollo are going to be in the movie, I got the perfect name for it. Super Dummies. There's something for you right here. Want it. Dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Dummy number two. A woman, this, by the way, was sent to us by our good friend Wild Bill. Thank you, Wild Bill. A woman who was caught pouring lemonade down her boyfriend's gas tank had to be rescued after her fingers got stuck. The Bullock County Sheriff's Department received a call about the woman and car located on Highway 301 South. The woman was apparently angry with her boyfriend of 3 years because he was spending too much time with his friends instead of her, a spokesperson stated. The 27-year-old woman's hand became trapped as she tried to pour brisk pink lemonade into her boyfriend's gas tank, according to the report. Authorities spent 2 hours trying to extricate her hand and eventually had to cut out a section of the vehicle's rear quarter panel and bring her to the hospital. A police spokesman said charges are pending.
Won't be long before we'll hear the pitter-patter of tiny dummies around the house. I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period.
All right. Dummy number three. Dummy number three. Dummy number three! Dummy number three is brought to us by our reader this week, and that is Jacqueline. For being our reader, Jacqueline wins a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com and take it away, Jacqueline.
This is Jacqueline for You Big Dummy. Police say an Ohio man called 911 to request a police dog to help him track down heroin allegedly stolen from him. WEWS-TV reports a 20-year-old man in Bath Township near Akron made the call in January. The recording was released this week. When the call operator asks why the caller needs a police dog, he replies that a female stole heroin from him. Bath Police Chief Mike McNeely says it's among the most bizarre things he's heard in four decades of policing. McNeely says the man is expected to face a drug charge after he pulled a brown, waxy substance from his pants while being interviewed by police. The substance was seized and sent to a lab for testing. The caller was released pending the test results. And now, back to you, Nick.
Dummy. La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Dummy number four, dummy number four. Four dummies. It didn't take long to get to Florida. A Florida man accused of burglary was caught in part because he left his shoe at the crime scene. Surveillance video showed Joseph Knight, 27, and another man entering the residence Wednesday. Knight was wearing a baseball hat at the time of entrance. when Knight and the other man leave several minutes later. They are seen carrying a variety of items. In the video, Knight is missing one shoe and his baseball hat. The two men got into a Toyota Corolla, and they arrived in and drove a few feet away. The Corolla then doubles back to the home. Knight goes in, and a few minutes later exits wearing his hat, carrying more items wrapped in a blanket, but only wearing one tan slip-on shoe. Deputies located the Corolla at a home in Titusville. The owner, who is Knight's mother's boyfriend, gave deputies consent to search the vehicle. A slip-on shoe matching the one at the crime scene was found inside the car. The owner of the Corolla was able to identify Knight as the man in the surveillance video, and Knight was arrested a short time later.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy. I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber.
Dummy number five. Dummy number five. Dummy five. The Florida Florida Highway Patrol has shared a photo of a man's attempt to update his vehicle registration sticker by using a permanent marker. By the way, we have this picture on the Facebook page as well. You want to check this one out because this is pretty funny. Facebook.com/Nick D Show to see this picture. He tried to update his vehicle registration sticker by using a permanent marker. The tweet shows a license plate tag sticker where someone had used a marker to try and change the expiration date from 12/17 to 12/18. And the tweet read, "Renewing your tag the right way? $70. Permanent marker? $2. Night in jail? $500 plus. Driver's face when you ask what you think, if you think that would work? Priceless." Trooper Steve Montero, who made the traffic stop, said he didn't actually find the driver or file a report for the offense. He said the driver was warned not to continue using the vehicle with expired registration and was allowed to call someone else to give him a ride. And again, you really have to check out this picture.
The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
All right. We have to vote. We got the dummy who used a cheese wrapper for a vehicle sticker. We got some license plate vehicle stickers are a theme this week. And we have pictures of both of those at Facebook.com/Nick D Show. The dummy who used a cheese wrapper for a vehicle sticker. The dummy who got her finger stuck trying to pour lemonade into her boyfriend's gas tank. The dummy who requested a police dog to find his stolen heroin. The dummy who left his shoe at a crime scene. And the dummy who tried to change his license plate sticker with a permanent marker. All right. Dan, where are you going to go with this?
The permanent marker one's really stupid, but the cheese sticker is even stupider, so I will vote dummy number one.
All right, you're going dummy number one with the cheese sticker. Vic?
The girl, the mean girl that tried to pour lemonade down her boyfriend's gas tank.
Do you think she chose lemonade because of Beyonce? Do you think maybe that was the reason?
Yes, I do.
All right. In the traffic hunt is Esmeralda. Esmeralda, where are you going with this?
I like the cheese one because I'm looking at that picture.
Yeah.
And I'm going, that's not the worst looking thing. No one notices. No one notices it says, you know,
yeah,
Limburger or whatever on it.
Right.
It should be okay.
Yeah. All right. So you're going with the cheese?
Yes.
All right. I think I got to go with the cheese wrapper as well. So although I love the permanent marker one, too. Both of those vehicle registration stories were pretty funny. And both of them are pictures on our Facebook page. So that's our dummy of the week. There you go. We got a break here for news. And then we'll come back and we got Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and then Fly Jams Friday shall commence and we'll get all funky. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. Context, context. Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. Yeah, that's right. Hey, everybody, welcome back. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. I'm the overnight dude, weekday mornings, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and then the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Friday, which means Fly Jams Friday. We'll be coming up. We'll get DJ Shagru out of the TARDIS Viggity Viggity Vic, Double Verified Double V, Esmeralda the Heart Melda, and Wiki Wiki Nikki will be here taking your requests. 312-981-7200. We'd like to kick off your weekend on a funky note. So Fly Jams Friday is coming up. But before that, we have Straight Out of Context, and that's when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle, jot down the day, the time, who said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Dan, shall we start this?
Yes, we shall start it with Joe, who heard this one of you.
And then I turned it into the sticky stuff. Oh, man. All right.
Ken of Milwaukee submitted this exchange between Ro Khan and Ana de Vlantes.
29 inches.
Which is
down from 31,
so
which
small.
Means something.
Small? Wow, Ana. Jeez. Okay.
Never Ready emailed this exchange between John Williams and Steve Bertrand.
Yeah, they don't get huge, but I don't know. Is 3 foot pretty big to you?
Well, yeah, but I don't think they get very thick.
It's really nice to have John back on weekdays. It really is. Okay.
Never Ready also sent in this exchange between John, Ro, and Ana.
How are you doing?
How
all
will
this?
We do it all?
We do 30 seconds per person. Everything I just said, we do for 30 seconds at a time.
Jeez. All right.
Jesse heard this exchange between Wendy Snyder and Steve Bertrand.
Yeah. Have you started anything,
it's
Steve?
It's too wet.
Bertrand all over the place this week.
He caught the blue flu this
week. Yeah, he did. Okay.
Jesse also submitted this one of Esmeralda Leon.
It's very satisfying
because
you've grown something with your own two hands.
Oh, that's good, Esmeralda. Nice job.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Brian emailed this one of Steve Bertrand.
Wow.
It just really swelled up.
All right.
Brian also sent in this one of Lou Manfredini.
When you sent the picture, I was like, I would eat that in a second.
Whoa. All right.
And another one of Lou, courtesy of Kathy and Antioch and Brad.
I'm not going to do it naked because I don't want the police to come.
What the hell is that? What the hell is that? Esmeralda's losing it.
He's so genuine, too, when he says it. I'm just like,
All right.
Brian submitted this one of Jim Toronto.
I never remember playing with it.
Okay.
Aaron in Wisconsin emailed this of you and Esmeralda.
Was this videotaped?
Probably.
What was that? It was like in a theater or recital thing, right? Singing?
Oh, right. Yeah, the Disney
concert. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
Bill sent in this one of Steve Bertrand.
Okay, what do you think? Is it up or down?
Man, Bertrand is he's filthy. He's just a filthy human being. All right.
Ken of Milwaukee heard this exchange between Ro, Ana, Kevin Powell, and Violetta Padromatic.
You have to throw that over your shoulder.
Is that what you do?
From the length of his, you do. He's got like behind him.
Exactly.
That's like a dog leash when it's sitting back there.
Yeah, what if he accidentally zipped it up?
What? I'm sure he's done that a few times.
That's another issue.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
Does that happen?
Well, in his case, because it's so long, it could.
What? I don't even know what to say.
Not an edit in the bunch either.
That's amazing. All right.
Harold submitted this exchange between Steve Bertrand, Bill Leff, and Wendy Snyder.
I like the tails.
Yeah.
You're a tail man?
Pretty much.
Oh, my God. All right.
Tim and Paul emailed this one of Esmeralda.
I'd rather eat a straight up banana.
Yeah.
Oh, I have those, by the way.
Oh, you brought the banana. Save them. Save them for Monday. We'll do it on Monday. All right.
Eric sent in this one of Andrea Darlis.
Why don't you do it in, you know, your backyard?
Well, because Lou's out there naked. God, I heard Esmeralda through thick doors and soundproof windows. I heard Esmeralda laugh on that. All right.
Tim heard this one of Wendy.
Should we do it? Because I never know when to do it.
Wow. Okay.
Eric submitted this one of Mary Vandeveld.
Whip it for 4 minutes.
I really don't. There are certain people who, when they make out of context, it makes me. You know how you get with Lou Manfredini, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
I get that way with Annette and Mary. I think those are the.
Well, they always have really good ones.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
You'll be very happy in about 8 contests.
Okay.
Eric emailed this one of Steve Bertrand.
God.
They say they're the only guys who do it in town.
Jeez. Okay.
Doug is responsible for the next few. First up, Esmeralda and you.
That's really difficult. It's tiny.
It's just small. Oh, God. All right.
And another one of you sent in by Kurt as well.
It was a big package. All right.
And another one of Esmeralda.
And they were thick.
Jeez. People just like pulling that one. All right. Oh, man. Well, there you go. Damn. Next week. All right.
Jesse sent in this one of Wendy.
Maybe I handle the meat too much.
All right.
Eric is responsible for the next couple ones. First up, this exchange between Dean Richards and Steve Cochran.
Would you pull up your pants?
No.
That's great. Steve refusing to pull up his pants. I love it. All right.
And this one of John DeCoss.
It's always hard. It's always very hard.
Yeah. All right.
And this one of Dave Ennett.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
Oh, Dave getting all romantic. Okay.
Ken of Milwaukee heard this one of Violetta Podramatic.
Because it's longer than the box.
All right.
Brian submitted this one of Anna DeVlantes.
What was the subject before we got off?
Oh! Okay.
And finally, Matthew emailed this one of You and Me.
Can we get one in here?
Yeah, let's get one.
Yeah, we can get this last one in. Oh, man. All right. I still need to. I need some clarification on the whole. It's so long. It's over his shoulder. We had to zip it up. I don't even.
It was referring to a person who tends to wear very long ties.
Oh. Okay. Because that was just like as you said, Dan. Straight up, unedited. That was great. That was great. Okay. Nice, nice, and nice appearances by Bertrand. You filthy. All right. We got a break here. We got the weather. We got traffic. We come back, and we've got Nick D Show Spies, and then we'll jump right into Fly Jams Friday.
Spies.
Hey.
Spies. Like us.
Ah, yes. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. And we're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell. Steve Cochran at 6. And we've got Fly Jams Friday coming up in just a couple of minutes here. And right now, though, it's time for Nick D Show Spies. That's when you, the listener, listen 24/7 whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity. You're a spy. Jot down the info and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, what do we got?
3 clips this week. 2 are from 2 spies, Peter and Decatur and Eric. Our first one last Thursday, right before your phone hit with Steve Cochran, they were talking about how excited you were to be inducted into the Walk of Fame.
Is Nick DiGilio joining us? Do we have a Nick?
He is so excited, as he should be, about his Walk of Fame ceremony induction.
I'm sorry, I was talking to Pat Brady about radishes, so I forgot to.
Oh, you were talking to Pat Brady about radishes. All right, if you could call him right now, that'd be great.
I do like a good radish.
Don't you defend her.
A little salt is good.
No, but Nick is super excited, as he should be, about the Walk of Fame ceremonies on the 25th. He was in here this morning just a little giddy. I've never seen Nick giddy.
I told you Bill and Wendy are going to be doing the ceremony this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're going to do something where each of the previous, like the Walk of Fame members who are already in, who uh-huh. attend, they're in charge of keeping an eye. Sort of like an AA sponsor.
Like oh, yeah. Dave?
Keeping an eye. So I was like, we'll assign Dave to Nick to keep an eye on him. Just watch him. Dave, you'll be responsible to follow Nick around 24 hours a day for, you know, up to 6 months to make sure he is Walk of Fame worthy.
Could I have somebody else?
Oh, jeez.
It's just Nick's schedule, I think. You know,
it's unfair, Dave, but that's the one we drew. Yeah.
Come on, Dave! Oh, man. I think that's great. I love that. I heard that last part because Sandberg finally got me on the line to do my segment.
She put her radish down.
I heard the last part where it's like Cochran was like we've already made the choice, and I didn't know what they were talking about. But there it is. All right, that's cool.
Next up, Carl Amari and Lisa Wolf. We're also talking about your Walk of Fame induction.
Oh boy!
All right, Lisa Wolf. I think not this coming week, but the week after is the Radio Hall of Fame here, right?
That's WGN on May 25th.
Radio Hall of Fame. That ought to be great, right?
Yeah, well, we will be there supporting our own Nick DiGilio
that's
and
right.
Jimmy Pilak.
Yeah.
We will be there to support them, and it's always nice to be with the WGN team.
That is quite an honor, and Nick and Judy both greatly deserve it, and we wish them the best and congratulations, and we can't wait to come out and support you for that.
Yeah, we'll be there to cheer
them on. It's like
on
a Thursday?
It's a Thursday, yeah. Thursday morning.
I hope our listeners will come out because I think, you know.
From 10 to 12, it's at Plymouth Court, which is right here, right outside our window here. And then
great.
It's Pioneer Court. So come on, come on out, May 25th. I'd love to have my Nick D fans out there for that's going to be great. Me and Pilak have to do something, though, because we're the only ones that work here that are getting inducted this year. We've got to do some high-fiving, or maybe Pilak and I will do a dance routine.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
A little pre-show.
I'll let Pilak do the dancing. I'll just stand there and clap.
You'll be her rhythm.
Exactly.
Keep her on beat.
Dave Bennett following closely behind.
That's right, Dave, because Dave's got to keep an eye on me.
He's going to have a metronome making sure.
I love that. Yeah, exactly, that I'm
point.
Not screwing up. All right.
All right, and our last one. Here's the context of Dave Bennett's out of context. They were talking about karaoke. Dave Bennett had sung Ed Sheeran's Shape of You for the contest. Here we go.
We'll have some live singers in this 9 o'clock hour. So if you want to sing, I'm in love with your body. Is that the name of the song?
I'm in love with the shape of you or something.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That one. If you want to sing that one or something new, or something old and classic.
Or like Your Song by Elton John.
Or Your Song by Elton John.
Dave, can you say that again slower so I can submit that to Out of Context?
Should.
Trust me, it's already there.
It may well be already there.
Oh, man. Okay. Very, very cool. All right. Contribute to all that stuff when we do this again next week.